the most intense memory, and it still chokes me up actually, is the next morning looking at the faces of the folks that had experienced damage or loss of property, dumbfounded. And I think that's what sticks in my head the most, you know, is just looking at these people, wondering, you know, what do we do next?
On August 28, 2011, Town of Keene Supervisor Bill Farabee was vice chair of the Essex County, New York Board of Supervisors. It was the day that Hurricane Irene slammed into northern New York and Vermont. Farabee says the county is working with New York Rising and believes it will take several more years to recover.
There's still a lot of work to be done. All through Essex County, we're still working to recover, too, if you call it normal. I don't think we'll ever be back to normal, because there's so much debris and things in the rivers that we just never will be able to clean the rivers up.
In Vermont, 6 people were killed. Roads, businesses, and over 7,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. Over 3,500 families received FEMA individual assistance, totaling $22 million. Only last week, state officials displayed ongoing construction at the state's largest ever capital project, a new state office complex in Waterbury, which had been flooded by the Winooski River during Irene. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin appointed an Irene recovery officer in the wake of the storm. Neil Lunderville said the initial reports did not prepare him for his first tour of the damage.
When I went out with Governor Shumlin on the first weekend that after I was appointed, we toured the damage, and the eyes popped out of my head. It was a catastrophe, the likes I'd never seen in Vermont, just Mother Nature rolling into these small communities nestled in the Green Mountains and destroying them, just utter destruction as if bombs went off. Nothing could really prepare me for that.
Lunderville, who is now the general manager of the Burlington Electric Department, says it's remarkable so many physical pieces of damage were repaired so quickly.
But we knew that the scars that Tropical Storm Irene left really ran a lot deeper. The communities that and the individuals that were affected by it, in many cases it was catastrophic. And it takes a lot of time for individuals, communities to heal and to really get back on their feet. And it's going to take many more years until we're really back to our pre-Irene levels in a lot of the places that were hit by it.
Vermont Emergency Management Recovery and Mitigation Chief Ben Rose says 4 years on, recovery continues in many areas.
For a visitor, it looks like everything is back together. And we're now down to sort of the tough nuts and the difficult cases. We're more than 90% of the way through the workload. I should also say that we're focusing here on FEMA public assistance, which is only one of the funding components associated with the recovery. There was also federal highway money. The federal highway response and the state agency of transportation response was immediate and remarkable. And then there are still people who are experiencing profound personal impacts from this storm.
Again, Neil Lunderville.
Irene was a once-in-a-many-generation occurrence, and let's certainly hope and pray that it stays that way.
I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.